The Ozark Corn Maze in Cave Springs is hosting a food drive to benefit the Samaritan Community Center. The center was founded 22 years ago to benefit Northwest Arkansas families and individuals through a variety of needs-based resources. Shannon Green, the food market coordinator for the Samaritan Community Center, gives us a brief history of the organization's efforts to help the local community.
Well, the Samaritan Community Center started as a small group of people wanting to do clothing. And from that point, the clothing started from a garage and then went from that to they decided to do a food pantry. And then about 6 years ago, we went for Samaritan Community Center, started on its own and left Fellowship. And we've been our own independent agent since then.
The community center serves close to 5,100 families monthly in their food pantries as well as soup kitchens. Shannon says talking about hunger in Northwest Arkansas is a sad subject.
18.8% of Arkansans live in poverty. This ranks us number two in the nation. And that source was given to us from the U.S. Census Bureau last year from 2009. Right now, also, we're currently providing snack packs for the kids in Northwest Arkansas. We provide about 3,100 snack packs a week that get delivered and taken to the schools to provide some snacks for them for the weekends to make sure that they're getting something to eat over the weekend, because a lot of those kids are on assisted lunch programs during the school week, and then we were realizing, okay, what are they eating during the weekend?
Over 39,000 children currently receive free or reduced school meals in Benton, Carroll, Madison, and Washington counties. The Snack Pack for Kids program caters to fewer than 12% of that number. The Samaritan Community Center runs other welfare programs as well.
We do backpacks for kids. That's just one time a year, right before school starts. This recent school year, we provided a little over 2,000 backpacks filled with school supplies, notebooks and binders and paper and pens and paper. And we have a dental clinic that is open where we've got dentists that volunteer locally. We've got our market, which is also known as a food pantry, and then we've got our cafe, which is also known as our soup kitchen, and we've got two thrift store locations, one in Springdale, and then one located in Rogers in Frisco Station Mall.
Shannon says Rod and Kate Wallace from the Ozark Corn Maze approached the Samaritan Community Center to help feed the hungry in Northwest Arkansas.
We discussed it and kind of talked about it back and forth and, you know, corn maize, canned corn, or, you know, some form of a vegetable. You know, when you're feeding 5,100 families a month, you know, you go through the vegetables and, you know, we always try to provide good, healthy items the best we can. And so it was discussed that they would advertise and promote it, and that they wanted to help us by bring canned good items to help Samaritan Community Center, and it's going to help our food pantry. It's going to go straight into the market where then we can turn around and hand it out to our Northwest Arkansas neighbors.
The food drive begins November 4th through November 14th. Individuals interested in helping can bring canned vegetables or other non-perishable food items, which will then be collected and matched with dollars to benefit the community center. There are other ways, too, to help the nonprofit organization.
If people are interested, they can always call us at 636-4198, and we can always approach it that way. People are always wanting to try something different and new. We could always do approach like a food drive or even a personal care item. You know, there's I take for granted, you know, I wake up every day and you've got your deodorant and toothpaste and toothbrush and your shampoo. Unfortunately, there's people out there that don't have that. And they request it when they come in here and see us. And that's not something that we purchase. We, you know, use that from donations that we receive.
More information on Samaritan Community Center is available on www.samcc.org. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.